essential mobile marketing strategies, user-friendly interface. So that is a design when you create your site map and how one menu links to the other, cross-linking of different menu from one point to the other point. These are all what you call UI, UX, as they say in a digital term, but that's what the how friendly your site is. Personalization, that is recommendations, the content should match with the requirement of the target customer based on his behavior with your mobile device or based on his behavior with the mobile interface that you created with him. Push notification, keep informing through updates, through offers, etc., promotional messages, etc. Should go in such a way that it drives the engagement with the brand. It should feel that the brand is helping. Direct channel provide a lot of, create a direct channel where you and target customer is there, no other this thing. So you may not, therefore the mobile app is very powerful. Otherwise you have to use different channels. So if you create a mobile app, it's a one channel through which you are interacting. Depend on the app analytics, so that will give you a clear idea about what is working within the app that you have created, what is not working, and then you can continuously improve so that experience will continue to improve. Essential mobile marketing strategies. So here we get into SMS based, what are the essentials? We have understood SMS strategy as a strategy. Now we are going to get into understanding the essentials of it. So essentials are the consent. First of all, you are sending it provided he has given you the opt-in. Have a lot of personalization, that is, make reader know what's in it for him. There's a clear call to action, easy to use, timeliness, send messages at the right time where the expected response rate is higher, provided you know the consumer's mobile usage habit, and create a very cost-effective plan which depends on your continuous improvement that you have carried out in your content, so that you are likely to get a better result out of your campaign. Another essential for the local-based marketing is, first of all, have a clarity about geofencing and what area when you geofence is likely to give you the better result. Beacon technology is nothing but send notification when the user reaches that physical store, reaches near, so that beacon sends the signal. Here, of course, the Bluetooth should be enabled. That's a problem worldwide. Bluetooth is also more say misused, and various other reasons people tend to keep their Bluetooth off. So this is not a very working proposition. Many stores and all, which are very large superstores and all, they encourage you while you are entering to keep your Bluetooth on to get an attractive offer. So in that case, if customer does it, he is not only safe, but he gets a better promotion deal. Be relevant, time, task, product, what's in it for him, all this has to be relevance to get the not only attention, then engage, and then the conversion. Experience is always a paramount. Experience is a result of friendliness of the adaptability, first of all, of your communication to the specific mobile, then how engaging it is, and what is the content, whether it is engaging or not. Ensure transparency and resort to privacy concern. Address privacy concern of the customers. Do not do any wrongdoing in the back end, because he has trusted you with his personal information. Approach that one can take while developing a mobile marketing strategy. So here what we are trying to learn is a strategy that involves clear objective setting, understanding the audience, and targeted campaign will yield you a better outcome. So the importance of that is, when you craft a strategy, what you have to keep in mind is it aligns with your business goal. Why are you doing it? Again, as I told you, attention, interest, desire, or action, or you are doing it for lead generation, or you are doing it as a cold call activity. What is it? You want to warm up the lead. What is it? So that has to be very clear, and it should connect well with the target audience. When he receives it, he sees that there is something in for him. So that is what you have to keep in mind. Multifaceted approach means you are going to use probably multiple channels, SMS route, website route, Insta route. When you do that, can you not create a logical sync can you not arrange your, you know, release of communication in a such a way that customer gets, target customer gets a cohesive message, not like a conflicting message or not disjointed message? When you're able to achieve a cohesive message delivery, effectiveness will be higher. So what we studied is approach that one can take while developing a mobile marketing strategy. So as it said, now we will get into it as a better this thing. Set clear objective. In earlier sections also, I have given you a lot of idea about SMART goals. That has to be practiced. Be very clear whether you are doing this for awareness building, whether you are doing it for engagement, whether you are doing it for boosting the sale, or whether user experience has to be improved. Based on this, your goal should be SMART, which is measurable, achievable, they are, you know, reachable, etc. So all aspect of SMART, this thing should come, but provided be very clear about fundamental objective. So that is setting the goal. Importance of SMART, okay, that is what is out given out here, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant and time bound. So be very clear. So I will be very specific that through this campaign, I want to increase the lead generation rate over a period of 3 years from past 3% to 6%. So I have made it very specific, lead generation measurable from 3 to 6%. Time I have given, is it achievable? There are realistic background that many companies have achieved this rate, so I can also achieve. It's relevant because only if the lead generation improves, my conversion, that my salespeople have a more business to convert, and time frame I've given within the 3 months. So that's the power of SMART objective. Segmentation. You should be very clear about, I have earlier mentioned to you, there can be various kinds of segments in the mobile. STP is very common in marketing. Segments, you have multiple homogeneous group targeting, you decide either one or maybe two, depending on your targeting strategy, and then you position yourself. In mobile, there are a lot of micro segment, niche segmentation possible, depending on the buying behavior, purchasing attitudes, etc. You see the scale of purchase, level of purchase, nature of purchase, you can create that. Even non-buyer is one segment that you have to see that how you reactivate them, etc. So get into that. You can do probably demographic segment, you can do geographic segment. So these are various ways. Even same segmentation, this thing can be applied out here. You can do behavioral segments and you can do psychological, psychographic segments. What that segment should cover has been given, but what I am trying to tell you is mobile allows you for a lot of micro segmentation, niche segmentation. Get into that and create a differentiation. So the more you do that, the personalization, your ability to personalize something for that will go up, and therefore the recipient will find that there is something relevant for him, and therefore he will engage, and then your content will facilitate conversion. Here, okay, they are getting into teaching you what is demographic segmentation. Demographic segmentation is done based on the age group, teenager, middle order, senior citizen. This is what, when we say the gender, male, female, based on the income, 10 lakhs and above per annum, or 10 to 30 lakhs, 50 to 1 crore. Likewise, you generate that level of education, matriculation, graduate, we may say postgraduate, and around that you create. Geography can be based on the location, based on the region specific. Southern region is one geographic segmentation. Location based, you can do where a specific location. Okay, where say like in Mumbai, if I do the South Mumbai, then it is a location based attracting high net worth individual. So that's where it helps you to do the local SEO. If you are adopting the geographical segmentation, then you are able to only spend on the local SEO and optimize your mobile content to serve those local people. And geofencing is therefore possible when you get into the geographical segmentation. Behavioral segmentation uses the usage pattern, that is the frequency of purchase, what he purchases, etc. Behavior, this thing, that is of his purchase, that is all the past behavior. You can study the engagement level, How much is he engaging with what kind of content, what kind of product message, what kind of offer messages are attracting him more. So that's how you can do the behavioral segmentation vis-a-vis the type of devices that he uses most. So earlier tab when came was supposed to revolutionize, but tab is now sinking. You know, mobile has become so smart that you don't need any other devices. So be very clear about, know the preference. So that's what behavioral is saying. What kind of mobile people are using? Smartphone, that's a term, that's a mobile device preference vis-a-vis non-smart. So that's how the behavioral segmentation, psychographic is to do with the lifestyle of the person. He lives a high income lifestyle, he lives a middle income lifestyle. So it's like, or say introvert, outrovert, and that's the personality trait that comes with the personality trait. So what kind of lifestyle is he living? Professional lifestyle, social lifestyle, you know, individual lifestyle, varied lifestyle. He's a different person when he's in a party, he's a different person when he's in office. So those things, personality trait, as I told you, simply like introvert, outrovert. Likewise, there are many personality traits one should understand. Interest-based targeting. What interests him? What excites him? Once you know that, then you are able to do that way. And values and beliefs. What are the values and beliefs that this nature of segment profile believes in? And if your communication is incorporating that, you will find that empathy to your communication among the recipient, and therefore the better engagement. So that's the psychographic segmentation. Integration of segmentation strategy now. That's very important, unified approach. Now in the mobile world, even I think today it is possible, even in the traditional marketing that is happening, you are able to do a unified segmentation. You get some aspects of demographic, some geographic, some behavioral, some psychographic, and create one unique customer persona which is reachable through mobile. So what is happening, it will facilitate a specific personalized marketing. Once you know that persona, you know his challenges, you know his likes, you know his behavior, you know his psychographics, and therefore you are able to create that personalization in your communication. Dynamic segmentation. So you constantly define, you may discontinue one, you may upgrade the profile of existing segment, you may create a new dynamic segment, neo-niche segment kind of thing. Cross-channel consistency ensures segment strategies are consistent across all mobile channels that you are using. So it's not that in one channel you talk something, in the other Instagram you talk something, when especially say you are launching a product. Now you have to see that all channels are talking about launch. They should not be having any parallel, say, festival promotion and those kind of things. That is what you have to take care of. So that's an integration, implementing a mobile marketing strategy. So how do you go about implementing it? That's what it is getting covered. Implementation allows you to maximize the money spent, result on the maximization of the money spent by doing maximum reach, create high engagement, create better conversion. That's what, if you implement it properly. So let's study them. First of all, be very clear about the objective that you have. We have earlier also said whether increasing lead, whether increasing better conversions, accordingly your content strategy has to be. So be very clear about what is it that you are going to achieve through this mobile campaign. Attention, interest, or attention and interest, or desire building, or action. Align this thing. So with this objective, you have to know what kind of customer expectations are there. So what kind of customer engagement you need to create. If you are doing it for action, say in the campaign, there are various phases. You created high awareness, you created this thing, now had action. So now you have to get into the communication which tells him better late than never. Don't feel sorry. You know, those kind of things. You know, promotion ends today or in 24 hours. Likewise, create that urgency. So this is what that meaning is. Smart framework we have studied already. So example objectives may include increasing mobile sale by 20% or enhancing app user retention by 15%. So it's very clear. Okay. By 6 months, by this thing, we'll make that even time this thing coming in. Here the time part is missing. So I'm just adding it. understanding the audience. So what's the important thing is, do you know who it is? Segmentation itself will facilitate that, because now in mobile you have to get into that mini and neon segmentation, so that persona has to be evolved. So for that you require a thorough research, you require to go beyond of their purchase, their lifestyle, their challenges, their aspirations, etc., pain points as it is mentioned. So this is what is required in the audience research. So you create a very finer persona. Okay, demographic insights, of course you need to know them demographically, that is very critical. Behavioral analytic is required, so their browsing habit, the media usage habit to start with, the mobile usage habit to know about, etc. How they use which tool at what time kind of things, how they take purchase decisions. So those aspects, the psychographic includes a lot of things like lifestyle values, etc. Once you know that, then you know what cue psychologically, psychographically create a trigger in him. You will be able to develop a very sound cue once you know his psychographic profile very well. Selecting technologies. Now, choice is selection of the technology. Whether you want to be iOS friendly, Android friendly, both, or channel friendly, SMS, push notification, etc. So what is it that is going to determine your choice of the platform? Whether you want to have your own app, so then you have to get into app which will facilitate integration of all the channels, create a personalization, better engagement. App design is also very friendly, adaptable to various screens, etc. Integration. So now again, as I told you, technology selection has an integration need also in the system. Today, many companies have even integrated mobile with their CRM system and various analytic tools, etc. So for that, it requires unification of a data. Data emerging from various things has to come in a unified way. Then scalability of the technology. Technology should not bind you, make you handicapped. You use this technology which is going to be supporting you as the time changes. So for example, SAP is a technology. Time in model, at least I remember, if I'm not wrong, 20-25 years since I've been hearing about SAP. Now they've evolved, integrated themselves, they've given the scalability to the organization, otherwise the organization would have discontinued. So that's what the scalability part of it. So technology selection has a platform choice, you can develop your app, but be focused on integration with your internal technologies, etc., organizational need, etc., and have a scalability in mind. Then comes the content. How can you create an optimized content? We have already a chapter on content, so not that I need to really dwell upon as to what is content and all, but basically the content that you create should be mobile friendly. Mobile does not encourage too much of a text. So you have to see that you might have it's a text-based blog, but for that same thing, if you are creating a mobile content out of it, maybe create a multi-screen, maybe create a way in which it can flow so that customer is constantly not straining himself, engaged. So that's a challenge. You have to create a mobile-friendly content design. Engaging format. So format which is either vertical sync or the horizontal sync, or auto, changing of a page. What is it? Something that is very engaging. Video, GIF, static, all these things, the email templates, various various channels we have studied, that all that has been when used over mobile has to have an engagement quotient in it. Personalization, I've been always telling you that you must appeal to your target audience. Today, target audience on mobile and even in the world, otherwise in the world, are persona centric. Neo niche or neo segments are possible, mini segments are possible, micro segment, that may be the right word. Be relevant to them, know them, what attracts them, what appeals them, what are their need, how that need you convert into want, and then offer them exchange worthy proposition, they will buy. So that's the power of personalization. Visually it should be very appealing. creatively, content wise, it should connect with the target customer. Launch and measure. So once your mobile, this thing is ready, campaign, so to say, you have to get into execution. So execution planning is required. Okay, the timeline is required. What will be released on which channel, when, how much duration, how many inserts will come in that. So insert one, insert two, insert three, when, how many repeats are going to happen for the same. Various aspects has to be viewed in. How it is integrated. One thing happening here, how it is aiding the other channel. One thing happening through SMS, how it is aiding the Instagram. Is it going to bring more people to your Instagram page? Likewise, that's not integration. So execution is a very critical make or break factor. Then use various available analytics and determine the performance. Real-time analytics enables you to take a corrective course of action also. So get into adapting your corrective course. So that is what optimization is, where you refine and optimize your future campaign or even the ongoing campaign, so to say. Use of channel or discontinue the use of channel, all this thing with the ROI in mind and get a better ROI. Feedback loop, always integrate as much possible feedback loop in a friendly manner. It should facilitate a friendly feedback. Everywhere you can't have a long questionnaire. Today, therefore, you see that did this content make a sense to you? Thumbs up, thumb down. They don't even expect you to write anything. So if you put thumbs down, that means this content is not helped. If you put thumbs up, this content is helped. So that's how build as much a friendly loop and generate feedback. That will go a long way. Case study of a restaurant industry that we are trying to help you with, where local restaurant implemented SMS marketing, that is a channel, and also has developed his app to customer engagement and loyalty. Now remember, it's a local restaurant, so he should not do global SEO. He should not be doing marketing to reach out the other states customer, etc. That one has to remember. Outcome, this strategy led to significant increase in repeat customer, higher sales during promotion, and overall satisfaction. He might have even used geofencing. So people entering, say you are on a highway, so people entering this thing, Shri Krishna boarding is just half a kilometer away. Have sumptuous lunch or this thing, something, so that you are able to gather more attention, more interest, and build the desire to utilize your lunch home service. Takeaways. So they have created takeaway counter where a lot of personalization through that, and at a right time taking sending those messages, etc. They have driven a lot of business and increased their takeaway ordering business as well. Lesson learned, effective segmentation and user experience, etc., and a proper design of their app as well as SMS supporting the app, etc., have created a lot of interest and flawless experience, and therefore customer comes back to you again and again. So what are the future trends? One is the AI and AI-led automation. Expect increased use of AI for personalized content development. Predictive analytics, how this is going to happen way forward. Automatize a lot of customer service through chatbot, through auto emailers, etc. Integrate augmented reality and virtual reality. You will be able to create an immersive experience, as they say. Once started, you cannot go away. So virtual try-ons, interactive ads, gamified content, all this thing is going to change the way people engage with your mobile communication. 5G technology, the speed at which the data downloads happens, it will not create that buffer. So rich media experience will happen. Once started, you are engrossed. Voice search, that is what is going to happen. It is already happening. More and more app, more and more channels are providing with the voice search. So then it is ease, convenience is offered to you. So these are some of the future trends. Mobile first content we have already discussed. Now the all the SEO and content development, etc., are designed from mobile as first and support as a laptop. Ephemerical content. Continuing future trend, understanding mobile first content. Here we have studied earlier, so I will briefly. Now orientation has changed. Earlier laptop friendly or laptop adoption was happening first, laptop indexing, laptop based SEO. Now it's mobile first. So what is happening is you are creating a experience journey which is flawless when customer, most of the customer use mobile for their various interaction. Ephemeral content, so to say, in other words, simple word, long lasting content. Temporary content like stories on Instagram and Snapchat will continue to grow, driving urgency and higher user engagement. Essence is, world is shifting towards one is storytelling, quick to deliver, okay? That is very critical. So you have to design, even storytelling means not like long story like a grandmother and mother used to say, but in a snapshot manner, how can you give the content, story delivered. So that's what is a trend that is happening today. Location-based marketing, mobile geofencing and various things, location, SEO, etc., is enabling you to reach out to wider location customer base, target them, excite them, engage with them, and get the most out of your digital spend, mobile spend. Privacy and data security, yes. A lot of consumer awareness are driving. Government has now woken up to take a care of consumer interest. You have been hearing Meta was fined in France. This company has taken up, Turkey has taken up this particular subject with this platform. So likewise, there's a lot of awareness happening that is going to probably bring a lot of ethical data practices among even the proprietary owner, which earlier they were not really been so transparent about. So this and many such things are going to probably increase the data security and privacy. So that will encourage more customer to come into the mobile brand with the mobile business way of doing things. Thank you. With this, we complete this exciting chapter on mobile marketing. Thank you.